Good morning. My guest this morning is Allison Larris from St. Joseph Health's Hospital Services. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Roland. How are you this morning?
Just fine. And yourself?
Doing well, thank you.
Great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
So Wednesdays at Hospice, we are looking ahead to Wednesday the 9th. And that's a program called Dying Well with Hospice, a compassionate guide to end-of-life care. Why don't you talk a little bit about this?
Okay, will do. Thanks, Roland. Yes, this presentation will be both January 9th at Hospice of Petaluma and then January 16th at Memorial Hospice. And we are excited to welcome Joe Gustily, who has been a hospice nurse for a number of years with us, and then also her co-writer, Paula Wren.
Uh-huh.
And they wrote a book called Dying Well with Hospice. And they'll be discussing about the fact that those who go before us provide valuable insights and guidance about living and dying.
Right.
So it should be a really interesting and informative discussion.
Well, it seems like dying well is an aspect of our culture that has sort of gotten left out. And I think a lot of people want to know more about that, just exactly how they should handle it.
Absolutely. I think the whole dying process can be so scary to so many, even though it's something we will all face one day.
Mm-hmm.
So the more we can discuss it in these kind of non-threatening environments, the better.
So both of these people, Paula Wren and Joe Gustily, have lots and lots of experience, right?
Yes. Paula has been a writer for many, many years and has also helped several of her own family members through this part of life. And Joe has cared for countless, countless hospice patients as well as people in her personal life as well.
So is Joe one of the people that when the family, in conjunction with the person who is dying, decides to call hospice, that she is the person who calls on them, that she is the person who comes in and sort of smooths the way?
Yes. So as a hospice nurse, she served as a case manager, which means that she had a number of families that she cared for personally during their time on hospice until their time of death. So she would be the one going into the homes one or two times a week for each patient and tending to their medical needs, but also our nurses hold the whole family dynamic and their spiritual needs beautifully as well.
I expect that the unfortunate end of that is people whose family and friends are totally put off by the situation, and therefore the person who is dying ends up being more lonely than they were before they started.
Yeah, that is an unfortunate occurrence when that happens, and our goal at hospice is to really shore up the family so that they have the means to provide the best care for their loved ones that they can, and maybe that's helping them bring in additional support like caregiving, or just give them the information that they need to know how to make the decisions they need to make and to be able to have that support so that they're not going it alone.
Well, I think that hospice in our culture has also come to mean people who kind of come in and save the day and make things just a little bit easier to bear.
That's definitely our goal. I think probably the thing we hear the most is that we're angels, and that's obviously a lovely thing to consider, that we can be that type of support for family members and really showing family members that they have what they need inside of them to love their loved ones.
Well, let's tell people now that if they want more information about Dying Well with Hospice on January 9th and 16th, or about hospice services in general, they can call 778-6242. Or 568-1094, or online, it's SonomaCountyHospice.org. Does that do it?
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Roland.
Okay, thank you, too. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.